trouble she had in Stuttgart. Because just for being with Paul Robeson, being in that communist, that not a communist meeting, progressive rally, it would have been the end. It would have been perfect grounds for me to have been prosecuted. And she would not tell them. And she was the only one that could tell them. You know the story. You ought to know it. Because I got away from the situation and jumped off of the paddy wagon. There was no way that anybody could know me. No way. Except for a phone call. One lone phone call. But the phone call couldn't be used as state's evidence in those days. She had to give the testimony. She had to testify that I was at that meeting. I was the person. And she wouldn't do it. They thought a little old working class woman, they could bend her over to suit their size, but she wouldn't do it. So it was very difficult for me to talk to this woman and be sweet to her and be warm to her and hear her talk about the Lord and all that nonsense. But I did, because that's what I felt duty required. And I would think that duty would call you to be kind and forget, judge her by her present, not by her past.
So in division, you go and tell Chantiki things about me, and that hurt her, and she didn't like that, so she told me.
Shift.
I told her.
Well, because people have the right to take upon themselves what they think is right, to do what they want to do. Spend our night discussing bananas. And not the half. And they'll think they're by, not the half. Are up here that have stolen things. Not even the half.
Dad, someone taking two of my sheets, so a sheet come to my. Someone taking two of my sheets, so a sheet come to the door and didn't have no name on it, and I needed a sheet to put between my blanket, so I just took the sheet. I still have it.
Another face and shoots her, but for blessings, pulls the trigger. And every time somebody steps up who's black, there's that kind of agony behind them. Some never touch, deal with that. They never deal with it. Don't deal with it now, you pricks! Don't deal with it. You don't want to deal with it because it's too much. Some young black stands over there and calls her a racist. If she is, she's justified in being one. You've never had that done to you. Because you're late to work. Nobody on earth can know what that is except it happens to them. Just shows that every time you lose your temper, you strike out at someone. It's happened to me, it's happened to you invariably many times. You'll strike at the very worst situation in the wrong place, the wrong time. Who is always working around here trying to beautify? If anyone deserves a patient answer, she deserves it. She works. I never see her stop. Though she shouldn't have said, I would rather be back in the States, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She doesn't know what she's talking about. But the fact is that she works all the time. I never see her idle. Always going, 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 going. still pains me that any part of her could want to go back there. Can you make a nigger out of a white man? I'm not speaking to the person.
Dad, I didn't see
the difference in the tiredness and the patterns of lack of concern is being shown here because they're encroached upon. Their little fucking goddamn schedules encroached upon. They may have to stay up a little bit. They don't feel this, though. They don't feel this.
That Roxy, this light-skinned lady, she heard someone, she was half asleep. She wrote this for me because she told me this evening. She said, Lou, was that you Gene Shaken was talking to? I said, yes, it was. He said, you should write that. Dad,
she wrote it up.
I said, I can't write.
She wrote it up. He wrote it himself up, and she wrote him up, too, and said he was despicable.
Yeah. So I told him, like this, I said, you hurt me. I said, you remind me of that man in the States. When I went in the cotton field that morning at 7 o'clock, I said, he cussed me for a black son of a bitch. He told me I'll never come to goddamn feel this goddamn lake no more. When I told him, well, I had my little children to take care of and had to put the clothes on to feed them. He said, you black son of a bitch, don't you never come to this goddamn field, this lake no more. We had a stressor click right in my face, and I looked down the bay. And my husband just threw his hand up, hit his leg like this, because he knew what I was shot. And if he'd have said anything, he'd have blown his brains out, and mine too. See, and that hurt me. When he brought up, when he cussed at me this morning like that. Hard out of work. I said, I work from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at night.
She does. She does every day of the world. You may not know that, but those of us who go that way know it. I'm sorry for all those of light skin have done to people like you. And what I'm amazed is, Mother, that you continue to work to try to make a better world.
7 to 9 at night, trying to beautify this place and make it heaven here on earth.
All the time, all the time.
Yes, I do.
I can't dispute that. Yes, who else wants to say something?
Dad, Gene had it bad. He came out there in the garden when I was watering one day. And you get out of here, get out of here. I said, listen, you get out of my face. Don't try to drive me out of here. I said,
evaluating that. As long, that's right, Earl. You're just tormenting me tonight, Earl. I know that. Earl says, I think he's got something good going. He's sweet. Okay, but I looked at myself tonight, and I've gotten into some dither here physically because no matter what people are doing to me, no matter how much they won't appreciate what I'm trying to get them to live, not appreciate me, but I allow hostility to weigh on me and gnaw on me today. Terribly. I feel a lot better. I thought time was going to collapse tonight. I thought it was very close to collapsing. And I will not to do that, but the best thing you can do is to get your mind off yourself. That I would recommend to a lot of you. Then your elitism will stop. Then your special privileges will stop. When you get your mind off yourself. What you think you have a right to do when you take from the people, steal from the people, do things that are gross to the people, be nasty and harsh and hellish, not just one day as we're having a brother here, but every day. It's because you're thinking so much of yourself. Why you don't keep a regular schedule, won't do anything that you're supposed to do, won't bear your fair share, and know that it's affecting others. Stephen can't be surely the only one that weighs the effect of that. You do affect others. You do. And you know you do. Okay, I've said all I have to say on your subject. I'm touched by what you said. I'm touched by what you said. I'm touched by what you said. And guilty that I'm so late. Yes.
I just wanted to bring up one point that came up with some of the young guys today. I was talking to them about someone had pushed someone over somebody's back, you know, the old trick of going up behind somebody, one guy and the other guy throwing them backwards. And the child almost got seriously injured. And I was speaking to these young guys about not doing that, and that there's too much physical contact, which they call playing. To me, it is not playing, because somebody generally gets hurt. It's generally very hostile. I told them that they should use these kind of tactics for the enemy, and that possibly they could be trained in some of these tactics in a controlled situation, not to use them on the playground. They said to me that...
Who's they?
One of them was Larry, and there's a couple other guys. I know who they are. I don't know them by name. He said that, what about the older guys? They do it all the time. And I said, we'll have to do something about that then. And at least let them know about the situation, that you guys are seeing it and they are copying you. They mentioned Albert particularly. He said Albert does it all the time. And those guys, they said. So whoever you hang out with and, you know, wrestle with or whatever. Anyway, they said that they thought that nobody would confront you guys about it. You know, that everybody is afraid to do it.
Hostility can show through in many, many ways. It really does. I had occasion today somebody was talking about something. I don't even want to get into it, because not for one reflection on me, but they were talking about something, and I thought I'm going to tease that person on the radio. They were on the radio in Georgetown, and I thought, why are you doing that? And I looked. I think it was really diversion, but it would have been the most cruel thing to joke that way. But I'm telling you, all of us need... I didn't do it, but I almost did it. I almost said something that would have been dreadful. Because life's too short, you never know when we're going to see each other again. You didn't know whether that person was going to see the other person they were talking to again. But it wasn't even hostility because of a sick relationship or anything of that sort. Although I think I sensed that. It was just diversion. I want to get away from the enormity of seriousness. But it isn't right for me to get away from the enormity of seriousness by making anyone else the brunt of a joke. And I'll tell you, if you ever, through your physical playing around, cause injury to one thing, you can be grateful that when I was very young, a little animal suffered because of the carelessness of a group that I was in. You can be very grateful that I developed that guilt in the midst of my poverty, that little dog laying there because of a ball. I can see it often flash. It must be subconscious now, deep, deep in my subconscious. It'll flash there, and I see that little dog licking my hand. When I knew better than to play around those little puppies with the ball. I didn't hit him particularly, but I was in the group that did. And I had to see him lay and lay and lay. Nobody take care of him but me. Something about that little dog taught me, as much I suspect in my subconscious as many humans, he always was grateful for everything I did. He'd lick my hand. Hot day, terrible summer that Indiana's had. It's an unusual dog. And I'm grateful I developed guilt, to what degree I did. Otherwise, I'd have been a stinking mess of humanity on this planet. And all of you that engage in your hostilities, you're allowing that stinking mess of humanity to come out. If we'd fill one day tomorrow, just one day, with the kind of gratitude that we ought to have, the kind of guilt that we should assume. Wonder what kind of day it'd be around here, Mama. Like to see such a day. Let's try it tomorrow. I'm a cynic, but let's try it. Let's see if we'll think about the Lula Rubens, the Helen Snell's loved one hanging in the tree, and then his parents made the indignity. And I've heard that story in one form or another from one black after another. They had to march by and didn't dare say a word, or the Klan would do the same thing to them. And sometimes it wasn't even the Klan. It was outright, open, public display of hate. I would be too. If you're irritated with that gentleman tonight, you don't have enough understanding for blackness. I'm the one that would be irritated, not you. I'm the one having to speak. He's not bothering me. Be interesting to see if we can do it. And everyone that doesn't assume guilt or is hostile tomorrow, we should report to them. We report to them and report to the office. I agree too, Earl. All of us. Every hostile act tomorrow. Every hostile mischief hit. Every hostile joke. What a difference it would make. We practice long enough when the Soviets come. Maybe we might cause them to see a revolution that could have more effect than just what we are doing up here. Promise not tomorrow to think about your life. You do it, I do it. Everybody thinks they got more reason to do it than the next person. But none of us got any reason. If you can't reach out to Lula, it's easy for me to do because I see her work there like a trooper every goddamn day moving. I mean, she moves. If everybody in this organization moved like she did, this place would have been double, treble, and quadrupled in production. Then think of the Oblicos. Son or daughter, 6-year-old. I don't think I'm pronouncing it right. I keep saying that. But God, the story is just as true as it can be. It was on the front pages of our U.S. newspapers just a few weeks ago, where his daughter's made to take a wire and pull off his private parts and then beat to death after that before his eyes, and he's left to lay at least. So she didn't have the horror of the guilt in a way I'm glad she never had to grow up. I hope we can feel guilty tomorrow. Of course in guilt that some of never, you've never taken the trip. You never take the trip. I watch you. I wish I hadn't lied. I wish this was only the beginning of the night. You never take the trip. Guilt is a word that you won't allow to come your way. You don't want to deal with it. You can be hostile and move around with an air. Got a nasty air. You show you're not guilty about anything. Okay, I have nothing more to say on that. I think she made her point. I'm not going to pick him out for punishment. I'm not going to pick these children out for punishment. Because all of us have something to bear there. All of you adults, as a coordinator that sets any kind of example, you know that they're going to follow this. When we become men, we must put away childish things. I wonder how you do this. I've had to compete too many times over that table as I did Sunday for lives. I've had to compete on that radio and match wits against wits. I don't want any game where there's win or lose. And anybody here that still likes games where win or lose, you better take a look. Take a look. We've been playing too many real life games for win and lose. Cooperation, yeah. Challenge to the mind, but if you get caught up in it, engrossed in it, watch it. You gotta spend your time reading and learning more about socialism, or discussing and getting at the heart of ourselves. We ought to get off in individual groups, and we ought to sit down and plow away at each other so we can strip off all this goddamn sham. A lot of sham here that should have been gone in such a society by now. Say it again, Earl, I will. Thank you. I hope we can see it. Okay. Nothing more to say. You want to say something here?